Now, we've got guests in the studio this lunchtime, and it's you've not been in for quite a while. Sharon from the Rembrandt Gallery, but she's not really going to be talking about that now. You're going to be talking about Scarrett's Lane?
I am, Ian. Thank you very much for having me this afternoon.
Do you want to just move a little bit closer to that microphone? It won't bite you.
Here we go.
All right. So you're coming in to talk about a brilliant event that's taking place this weekend?
It is this weekend. It's on Saturday, the 6th of December, and it's on from 10 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. And it's in Scarrett's Lane, Newport, Isle of Wight.
I was in Scarrett's Lane yesterday.
Are you?
And I did say off air that I saw my dentist come into your place with something under her arm. It was a big picture, by all accounts. And that's what you do, isn't it?
We do. We have the Rembrandt Gallery, which obviously is in Scarrett's Lane. And also in with us is Silver Screen Autographs. So we do framing, so we're bespoke framers. And we sell all the authentic autographs from stage, screen and sport. And also now joining us in the building, we also have Villains Toy Chest, Corkhead Comics and Sprues and Grues.
Wow.
So we have, we're basically like a one-shop destination for everything that's geek. So we do vintage toys, we do tabletop gaming and models to complement the framing and the autographs.
Brilliant. And lots of other people are in Scarrett's Lane and they're all doing
Step Into Christmas.
So come on, tell me about Step Into Christmas.
Okay, so I'm like just so super duper excited about this Saturday. I'm a bit nervous as I normally am, and things are all coming together, but we always get little glitches, but we're overcoming those. So Step Into Christmas is back. It's bigger and better than ever. It's been 2 years now since we did the last event. We always do it for a chosen charity. This year's chosen charity is Hampshire and Isle of Wight Air Ambulance. You know, just absolutely invaluable service that they offer. If you would just indulge me for 2 seconds, I would just tell you exactly what they do. So, Hampshire and Isle of Wight Air Ambulance is an independent charity. It brings advanced critical care to the most seriously ill and injured patients in Hampshire and the Isle of Wight. The service alone costs £17,750 per day to maintain and operate. So we are putting on this event to raise awareness of them and to help in any way that we can to help raise funds for this most vital cause.
Fantastic. And I think this year that they've got a huge target of finances that they've got to reach, and lots of people have been getting behind it. So this is just another one of those things that, come on, get involved, because you never know when it might be you.
Yeah, and this, to us this year, it is very personal, because this time last year, if it hadn't been for them, a dear friend of ours wouldn't have been with us today. I'm not going to go into that, but suffice to say it was a horrendous accident and it's taken him a year to recover now. He's doing fantastically well, but had they not been here, it would have been a very different story.
So come on, Step Into Christmas. What are we doing? What's happening?
Step Into Christmas! Right! Okay, so we have, starting off, we have the most hugest, festive, wow, just massive craft and craft market with stalls from Island Makers. This is going to be a really fantastic day for island people. So there will be craft stands. We have artisan food market. We've got Sean with his hog roast. We've got Tasties coming. We've got Cheerios. We've got everything imaginable to do with food. In the cafe opposite us at Rembrandt Gallery, it's Key to Key Cafe. They have a most amazing winter menu. They are hosting a cosplay workshop for children along with Loki. They are going to do mask making all day, and then there'll be a cosplay sign up there. Cosplay competition on stage. The stage. We have live acts all day, various different things going on to suit everybody. We have DJ Wheels of Steel comparing the day, infilling when there's not a live act on, so there will be music all day to entertain you. We have the steampunk family coming, cosplay family, as I've said. We have the TARDIS, we have Daleks, we have Canine. We have trikes and bikes, so just literally masses of photo opportunities. Lots of local businesses in the lane and surrounding area have stepped up to help us out. So please go visit the local businesses. And this is something I've been so looking forward to. coming all the way from far, far away from their winterland of the Ice Kingdom to join us at our winterland. We have the one and only Father Christmas and the Snow Queen and her beautiful Siberian Huskies. We also are going to be providing a free gift for every child. This is completely free. So please bring your children. Please come and meet the man of the day. And don't forget, though, the Snow Queen will be there. So please behave yourselves, because she's going to be there. She can be very nice, but she can also be just that little bit stern and strict with children. So be nice to her, and then you get to fuss her beautiful Siberian Huskies. I've had a note from one of her elves, and they tell me that Peanut and Pumpkin are the Huskies that will join her on that day, and they absolutely love a fuss. So please come and visit Father Christmas and the Snow Queen, Peanut and Pumpkin. This is on at 12 until 2:30 p.m. All of the information is on our Step Into Christmas page, so please visit that for any information that you may require.
Wow, you went into one then.
I know, I get the carried away, don't I?
You came in with pages and pages of stuff, but none of that. Well, that was just from, I don't know, you weren't looking at that script that you got down there. Sounds like a great event. Hopefully lots of people will turn up. Hopefully the weather's going to be fantastic as well.
Yes, I've asked the universe. We're going to have about 9 degrees, 20% of rain about 6 o'clock in the morning, but that's all going to be gone. So a dry, crisp, cold day. I'd just also like to say as well that it is Small Business Saturday. This is very important. Please do support your nationals, but please, please come and support the local businesses. And Isle of Wight Council, from 12 o'clock onwards in the two long stay car parks in Newport, so that's Medina Avenue and the one at Coppins Bridge, so behind Cineworld, they will be free to park. So that's from gone 12 for the rest of the day, free parking in the long stay car parks. So you can park in the short stay or on the roads up until that point, but because you're going to be with us all day, you may want to go and move your cars at just gone 12 to the long stay car parks.
That's good advice. You save yourself a few pounds as well. And just tell me about how the layout is down there. Does that mean everything's in the actual road? So the road will be completely blocked off. It'll be pedestrianised,
What's happening is traders and storeholders are setting up early. At 9 o'clock, the lane is going to be completely pedestrianised. So the lane will have things going on. So we have, like, the Fat Samba band's going to be playing up the lane. Various people are going to be acting up the lane. And then the car parks that are off of the lane is where the entertainment's going to be, the Christmas craft village is going to be, and then in the shops that are participating, we're going to have different things going on in the shops as well. They've all got offers going on, or they're putting activities on. So please pop into the local shops in Scarrett's Lane and the surrounding areas, because they are all involved.
And food, if I was hungry, I know you've got a cafe already in the lane.
Okay, so yes, as I say, Key to Key will be serving their festive menu. But we also have Sean is going to be there with his hog roasts. We have Artisan Pizza, which is going to be the stone baked pizzas. They're all going to be there. They'll be doing burgers as well. And we have the Cookie Man. Ooh, the Cookie Man's going to be there. So there's going to be plenty of food to, you know, to cater for everybody. Vegetarian, vegan, everything will be catered for. And yes, Sean is bringing the hog roast. So yes, exciting times.
And that sold me in itself, seeing Sean in it with his hog roast.
Oh, I know, yes.
It's legendary.
Legendary hog roast, but he's very good. He always puts on the most amazing vegetarian option as well, which, he knows he has to do that for.
Do we need to know anything else? Is there anything else you want to promote?
The start time is 10 o'clock and the end time is 4:30. But I am going to ask for a little bit of help, please. Businesses and shops have been so generous with donations for the raffle, and I appreciate, as a small business partner with my husband, that times are hard and we do struggle. But please, please, if any local businesses or shops could possibly find their way just to donate a small raffle prize, please, or more importantly, even if it's a selection box, just something that Father Christmas can please hand out to the children on the day. We have lots of gifts that have already very generously donated, but we are just a little bit short of just a small few things extra, please. So if any business could see their way clear to do that, we would be very appreciative. And obviously, you will all get a huge thank you on our social media after the event. So thank you, thank you, thank you.
How do people donate and help out
they
in that way?
If they could please bring it in advance of Saturday to the new Rembrandt Gallery, 15 Scarrets Lane, Newport. That would be amazing. And I have the most amazing elves that are doing my wrapping for me. So they're very busy. But you know, with elves, when they don't have something to do, they can be quite mischievous. So if I can keep them occupied for a few more days until Saturday, please help me out on this.
I'm going to need to lie down after you've gone. You're really
That's
into
why
it.
I only come here every 2 years.
You're really into it. I can almost, like, if I walk into Scarrett's Lane, I'm gonna get Christmas bug.
And the Winter Wonderland, obviously, that will be where Snow Queen and Father Christmas will be. But the whole lane is going to be, all the storeholders are going to be Christmasing up their stands. There's going to be this most amazing vibe. Everybody, I just want you to come. It's for the community. Please just come along. Just support it. Come and have fun. Enjoy free entertainment. Enjoy free this, that and the other. And just come and have a fantastic day, please.
I hope it's a massive success. And I hope it's done next year as well. And you won't leave it 2 years.
No. We'll
Fantastic. Well done for what you do in Scarrett's Lane.
Thank you.
And I know life's tough at the moment, but you guys seem like you're all together and you're going to get through it.
We're trying. You know, the businesses in Scarrett's Lane, as we are a lane and not on a high street, we do rely, you know, really try and get the footfall into our businesses. But we thought we had a bit of space, to be honest, in the gallery. And we've just pulled businesses in, and we are so happy that they're there with us, and it just adds to everybody having fun together. We all get on, we all do our own thing, and it's just nice that we see so many different people coming in. Yeah, it's lovely.
Thank you, Sharon. Good
thank
luck.
Thank you, Ian. Thank you very much. And I do hope you're going to be there as
well.
We are
going to pop down and see Sean.
Yay, thank you.